The government has announced plans to provide New Zealanders living with cancer with quality care. On average, 66 people every day are diagnosed with cancer in New Zealand. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern and Health Minister David Clark announced that the government will be working on making more medicines available for more people by an immediate funding boost to Pharmac and establish a cancer control agency, among other goals to do with prevention and early screening and detection of cancer. PMN News senior journalist Elisa Williams-Lahari spoke with South Auckland GP Dr. Api Talemaitonga about his thoughts on the government's plans to boost the funds for cancer treatment and care.
But there's two things mainly I want to say. One is the money is pathetic. I mean, you need $100 million a year and it should be ring-fenced for cancer. You know, pouring, you know, $20 million this year and $40 next year into Pharmac, it's like a little drop in the bucket. So I really don't see that making a huge difference in terms of cancer, because Pharmac will just swallow it up and there are other things. And the second thing is, I really worry that it's kind of big fanfare announcement, but we need to, and I certainly will be watching, that this does not worsen the inequities that already is there in our health system. And here we go with cancer. I want to know how this independent body for looking after cancer treatment in New Zealand will ensure that the inequities for Maori and Pacific are not just exacerbated, you know, made worse. I mean, I have a lot of faith in Dr. Safati, who's worked in the area, who knows about inequities. But we know from, you know, every intervention in health, and, you know, I'm sorry to sound a bit cynical, but it's really good if you've got great health literacy. If you live in Mount Eden, Rimwera, you know, you have access to all of us. But with our people with low health literacy who still struggle for access, we need to really ensure that we make sure this gets the benefit to them. And, you know, I'm sorry to be negative, Lisa, but I'm not convinced that the people I see in my practice in South Auckland are going to have the best benefits out of this. So, you know, I would strip it right back to right at the beginning, how GPs like me work hard to get patients alongside, get them to have confidence in the system, right at the beginning, to just engage and get diagnosis and then get treatment. And, you know, there's work in the health system at how there's inherent racism and discrimination, where if you have lower levels of health literacy, if you're brown, you probably don't understand, you are not offered the best treatment necessarily as others who might be able to ask more of the consultants or discuss things more. I mean, the best papers written out there are in cardiac surgery and how people that have better health literacy are offered better and have better survival rates from the treatment. So we just, you know, I think, don't get me wrong, I think this is fantastic that I really believe that an independent body looking after cancer treatment for the country is the best way to go. But I think we just have to watch really carefully that the inequities do not get worse, that we continue to support primary care in trying to get our patients to engage with the public system, you know, and almost working in a, I like co-design, you know, the patient, the practitioner in primary care and the consultant within the hospital, all working together to improve adherence rates, to make sure that they are getting the best for this, you know, because unfortunately, some of our patients, for whatever reason, you know, there are the lived realities is they're so busy in their lives, there's competing priorities with Aina, with church, with education, with work, and so health priority is not as high as maybe others. So once we get the diagnosis, even though it might be a bit later, we need to work together to get them access to the best possible treatment available. I just hate it if this shows up, that the inequities for Maori, Pacific, those of lower health literacy is worsened because of getting an agency like this.
So as you said, Dr. Api, that 20 million really represents a drop in the bucket. It's probably unlikely at this stage it's going to touch any of those key areas that you've raised. What are families of the cancer victims that have been lost to us just because they haven't been able to access the drugs that they needed? What are they thinking at this time?
Well, they want advocacy, you know, and often it's left to the GP that is looking after them to try and get the best for them. And you know, I can compare with other patients who have higher health literacy. You tell them, they go and discuss it with the specialist, and they can discuss, they can research, they can talk to family members. With the patients I see in South Auckland, they usually come back, you know, often in tears with anxiety, asking me to explain what the specialist has said. And, you know, I'm relying on the discharge letter from the specialist. And when I ask them, you know, did they understand or did they ask the questions? They felt, you know, the system is foreign to them. They felt rushed through and felt they didn't have the knowledge or the literacy to be able to ask the right questions about their health. So, you know, there's a lot of hand-holding, if you like, and a lot of GPs are really good at that. We know our patients, we know the family, and we can prime them up. You know, I've written down questions and say, these are the questions for the next visit. You know, what are the side effects? Can I have things to help me through the side effects with the treatment? Is this the best treatment? You know, is this offered anywhere else? Is this experimental? Things to improve the confidence of our patients that will also improve their adherence to the treatment once it's given.
So this facility is really the start of a much, much bigger journey beyond cancer.
Oh, hugely. And I think, you know, and for every optimist, if we get this right, it'll be a fantastic way of looking at other health issues, maybe other conditions, where we can apply the same principles of supporting our patients with their primary care physician through the often foreign hospital system, ensuring that the patients get the best care that is appropriate for them.
At the pharmac end of the equation, and it always comes back to that very controversial pharmac end, if the people coming through your door could directly speak to pharmac, what messages are they keen to get across?
I think it'll be to make sure that their lens includes equity. When they look at the cost of drugs, I mean, you know, I have to be honest, I know a lot of these drugs are not tested on Pacifica, on Maori. They are tested in European countries. So there needs to be an ethnic and an equity lens put to this to try and see the applicability to New Zealand populations. And my personal belief is that we look at ways of increasing the participation or the access of this populations that have lower health literacy rates their participation rates, their access to using this medication. So it's not just left by default to those that have the higher health literacy, who have the questions, who know the right questions to ask for it. People usually don't have funding to pay for these drugs privately. They are expensive drugs, but we need to, the one side, increase, you know, what we do to allow this populations to have access to it. And then people like me on the other side need to do things that will improve the uptake, improve the adherence to this medication so that it improves the survival rates from cancer. But, you know, we're talking at the end of once the diagnosis is made. I still think there's a big amount of work that needs to be done from improving the access to healthcare so that we can actually diagnose these conditions easily. And, you know, you just look at the bowel cancer screening rate and the low uptake with Māori and Pacific, you know, speaks for itself, because I believe we haven't done enough work to explain to our populations the importance of being involved in this.
South Auckland GP Dr. Api Tale Maitonga on the government's cancer care and control plan for New Zealanders living with cancer, speaking with PMN News senior journalist Lisa Williams-Lahari.